Science in Focus. Talking Animals.
Last weekend, I interviewed Jennifer Orscher, the curator of primates at the Stoneville Animal Conservation Center, about animals using human language. Here's what she had to say. Jennifer, why can some animals learn to mimic words while others can't?
Not many species have the capacity for vocal mimicry. Among birds, only parrots, songbirds, and hummingbirds. And among mammals, only humans, bats, elephants, seals, and cetaceans, whales, dolphins, and the like.
What makes these animals different?
Well, the biology of animals that are vocal mimics is different because the muscles that control their voices are directly connected to the forebrain. However, in most other animals, those voice control muscles are connected to the brain stem, a more primitive part of the brain. Plus, all vocal mimics are social animals, and imitation is their way of interacting and bonding with one another in the wild.
Why would animals want to mimic human speech?
In the wild, they rarely would, but most vocal mimicry goes on in captivity, where these normally social animals find themselves deprived of contact with others of their kind. It seems they befriend humans and mimic them as they would when joining a new group of animals of their own species.
Do you know of any examples of the mammals you mentioned mimicking human language?
Not bats, but I've heard seals in aquariums use a few words. Talking elephants are quite rare, as elephants' mouths aren't suited to mimicking human sounds. However, there is one named Koshik. He lives in Everland, South Korea's largest theme park. He inserts his trunk into his mouth to help make sounds resembling Korean words meaning yes, no, sit, lie down, and several others. Then there's Nak, a beluga whale in Kamigawa SeaWorld, a marine park near Tokyo. He can imitate a few sounds and Japanese words, albeit not exactly, by overinflating his nasal cavities.
Do other primates have the ability to mimic or use language the way humans do?
Although their larynx, the organ in the throat that produces sound, is very similar to ours, they usually don't. Tilda, an orangutan at the Cologne Zoological Garden in Germany, surprised everyone by making human-like sounds, but not words. Coco, a gorilla that was kept by researcher Francine Patterson in California, learned over 1,000 signs in gorilla sign language, a modified form of American Sign Language. Although she claimed that Coco used signs to express herself much as humans do, Coco's signing was ungrammatical, and Dr. Patterson always had to interpret it.
Do you think any animals will one day use language in a more intelligible way?
I'm not sure. It brings to mind a quotation from the philosopher Wittgenstein, "If a lion could talk, we wouldn't be able to understand it." He meant that we'd have too little in common to understand each other. So perhaps it's primates that we would have the best chance of talking with, since they are our closest animal relatives.